Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live on this live Sunday edition of the program. You, of course, are invited to join us here on the air and talk about anything you want to discuss at 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Coming up, Mark, you've got the story about the police. They're having a tough time hiring, apparently, and they're blaming social media?
That's the claim.
All right, we'll get into that story when we get the chance. But to the phones first, where Bruce is on the line listening in the Asheville area of North Carolina to WWNC. Hey, Bruce.
How you doing, guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think the question is not that there are such low killings by police in other countries, but the question is why there are such lows, you know?
Okay. And what do you think?
I think that is just, in a way, to give it a quick get to the end answer, is greed. We give away too much in this country. Yeah, not that we shouldn't, but there's a lot of situations where it seems like unfair things happen. One parent decides that her child is affected by a manger on stage, and the other 300 have to suffer. You know, things like that. And then also in the welfare system. I mean, these people are getting more than my wife and I together.
European countries have a much more robust welfare state than the United States has. And, you know, there's no lack of PC behavior in Europe.
How do you get from that to people being killed by the police? Maybe I'm missing the connection.
More crime.
Meaning the people on welfare are more likely to commit crime, is what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like America's more in a turmoil than over in Europe. You know, they still have houses that have been lived in for 700 years. I mean,
we've got 300-year-old houses.
They listen to the slower things in life more than America. America wants get up and go.
I have another theory for you, and I want you to try this on and see what you think. It's the drug war. In European countries, they do not nearly as rigorously enforce drug prohibition as they do in the United States. And in some European countries, Portugal, for instance, they've decriminalized all drugs, not just marijuana, but I'm talking about heroin and cocaine and those sorts of things. And that they've seen in that time a decrease in crime, all crimes, as a result.
That's correct.
Well, okay, so you can jump to whatever conclusion you want. I say it's as a result of the decriminalization. But certainly they said a decrease in drug-related crimes.
What is the crime rate in Copenhagen?
I have no idea. Do you?
No, I don't. But, I mean, those are places that give away all those drugs. I don't either.
Well, they give away needles, but they don't give away the drugs.
They don't.
Heroin's illegal in Amsterdam, but, you know,
they still have injection rooms or whatever, right?
Yeah, they have places.
Run by churches.
Yep, places where you can go, and the intention is that you get, you know, they're trying to knock down rates of HIV and hepatitis C and the things like that, you know. That's that.
There's also a culture, Mark, I agree with you on, like, the war on drugs is kind of the basis for the militarization of the police in the United States.
I'd say you'd cut down 90% over time the prison population as a result.
Well, I think that's true, but also there's become a culture that has been created within the police because of this. So because of the militarization of the police, you know, it's one of those things where you keep going down that road, you keep getting more and more and more of it, and so you create a militarized police force, and you're likely to attract the kind of recruit who wants to be a part of a militarized police force, rather than the kind of recruit who's coming in because, you know, they want to help people, they want to stop the bad guys. Instead, you get somebody who wants to come in and use his badge to be able to get away with murder or hurting people, you know, pummeling people, that kind of thing. We had a police trainer guy who was listening to our show for a while. He called the show, and we met him in real life, so I believe his story.
He looked like a police trainer.
Yeah, he trained police, and he said he quit doing the police training field because he was so disappointed with the quality of the recruits these days, that they had markedly been getting worse over time. And he said that maybe 1 out of 10 recruits was what he considered to be an actual quality recruit, and the other 9 out of 10 were people who were either wanting to be badge heavies and throw their weight around and hurt people, or they were just obviously in it for, you know, corrupt kind of purposes as well, like wanting to steal drugs and make money and that kind of thing. So I think there's a real sort of ingrained culture of police power now, and that's poisoning the well even worse. Any other thoughts, Bruce?
I used to live in Tampa about 10 years ago in Florida, and one, I had a situation in my house, and when the police came, I was talking to the policeman. He said, and I asked that same question about, you know, policemen, and he said 33% of them just want a paycheck, a job. 33% of them are on retirement, getting close to it, and they don't want to get in any trouble. And the other 33% are probably like rookies, and they really don't know what they're doing. That's what the cop told me.
It's interesting. Bruce, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's interesting when you get a police officer sort of on his own when he's not really being watched by anyone, and get him to actually answer some questions about what it's like being a police officer and get the real truth, or at least what the truth might be more likely to be. As
his frank opinion.
Yeah, as opposed to the public persona of the police department. I knew a guy who was a detective in the New York City police, and he told me that everyone was corrupt. Everyone.
I've met so many police officers that I believe to be just really good people. You know, like you just feel like you've, you know, that you could trust them to do this job or that job. But I think it really sort of takes more than that. The fact is that power corrupts the very best people, and power also corrupts very corruptible people. So you have this sort of weird situation going where the police department will attract sort of people you really don't want to be police officers, and now that we're hiring more and more and more because the drug war and militarization ramps up, and it also attracts these, I think, people that genuinely sort of look at themselves as heroes, that they would do what it takes to get the job done, throw themselves into in front of a bullet for you, you know, those kind of folks. I really believe they're there, but I think that in many ways they're stifled, that they can't sort of report on the corruption that they're dealing with because the corruption runs up the ranks and they mm-hmm. would never get anywhere. You know, they want to, you know, try to change things from the inside, and we all know how difficult that can be. Changing things from the outside isn't exactly easy either. Changing things is not easy. So, you know, I feel for people in that position. It's got to be a terrible position.
Share your thoughts with us here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Mark, tell us a story about the police having a difficult time recruiting, because they're digging their own grave on this one. This is all they're doing. They're going to blame it on social media? No, it's because social media is just passing around what's really happening with the police.
Okay, so this is from filmingcops.com, and the way it's written, there's an update sort of in the beginning, so it has a little bit of, you know, the continuity of the story isn't exactly right.
Okay.
But I think what it says is important, so I'm going to read it the way it's written. Interest in being a cop continues to plummet. New figures have been released by WBAY showing that Seattle isn't the only place where law enforcement jobs are undesired. The Green Bay, Wisconsin interest in getting hired as a law enforcement officer has dropped dramatically at nearly 50%. Our numbers are dropping, says Captain Sanborn with the Brown County Sheriff's Department. We're struggling to get people to apply, says Lieutenant Brester with the Green Bay Police Department.
Maybe they should just go on the streets and start kidnapping recruits.
You mean like they do jurors?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be interesting to see what would happen if you would just take regular citizens and sort of give them a quick training course and tell them to be cops. I would think that would be a bad thing to do.
Yeah,
but
that doesn't sound like a good idea. That was a joke.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
When they asked why they think their numbers were sinking, Sanborn replied,
"I don't know."
I would say negative feedback, negative publicity. Law enforcement publicly, even in the last 2 years, law enforcement publicity, even in the last 2 or 3 years. Ferguson obviously being one of them. In 2013, only 88 applicants for police work performed the written examination. In 2014, the number was even less. Only 47 took the test.
Hold on, where was that? Were those numbers?
He's talking about the Brown County, so it's somewhere near Green Bay.
Stand by. We'll come back with more of the story here. What was the source on this again?
This is filmingcops.com.
All right, there's more on the way here at 855 450 free. You can share your thoughts. Why are the police having a tough time recruiting people to be cops? You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. To our founders, regular elections were crucial since they would help ensure that government was responsive and responsible to the people. Yet our founders knew that democracy alone wasn't enough to protect liberty. At times, a majority can be as dangerous as a king or dictator, and so our Constitution limits the power of the majority. As Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson wrote in 1943, one's right to life, liberty, and property and other fundamental rights may not be submitted to vote. They depend on the outcome of no elections. This principle is even more important today, with many of our laws not written by elected officials, but instead drafted or deeply influenced by outsiders who cannot be removed from office by voters. And so the Constitution limits government power because elections, while necessary for democracy, are not sufficient to protect freedom. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
So we're going to the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin at the end of March, 28th and 29th of March, downtown Austin, at the Moody Theater. They're going to have all kinds of great speakers there. We're obviously going to be there. Free Talk Live is going to be there. That's going to be a lot of fun to meet our southern listeners who are coming to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Please come out and see us. But they're also going to have David Johnston, who's from BitAngels, who's running the, I think, one of the most exciting Bitcoin operations in the world. It's the annual Texas Bitcoin Conference $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. So this is in conjunction with the Bitcoin Conference. They run this hackathon, and they give away $1 million to at least one, or, you know, maybe multiple organizations or ideas. I don't really know what to call somebody who puts something together. It's kind of like a Shark Tank situation, and a hackathon's like that. And I think it's going to be really great stuff. Also, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrim, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sambalan Nair, George Gilder, the guy who basically created Reaganomics. It's going to be an interesting conference. Please come out. TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. Tickets are very low cost, and you can save $20, $25 by using coupon code FTL. It's a $150 ticket, $25 off with our coupon code, and then $25 of your remaining $125 is going to be donated to Sean's Outpost. That's the charity we picked. So it's TexasBitcoinConference.com. Come out and be a part of the future. TexasBitcoinConference.com, coupon code FTL.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you there. So, Mark, you're telling us it's getting harder to find police or people who are willing to become police. We'll continue with your story about that here in a moment. But first, Quillen is on the line in Asheville, listening to WWNC. Hello, Quillen.
Hello, how are you, gentlemen?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I don't think that the fact that it's becoming harder to get police and military folks, the military recruiters are getting all they need. I think it's a part of how we're raised. What did you want to be when you were a child?
I remember wanting to be a an archaeologist.
Archaeologist. Well, you're one of the few. I think most people wanted to be a fireman.
Yeah, that was like when I was like three. Yeah, sure.
Yes. A police officer, a fireman, because we thought those callings were noble.
Yep. I'd still say there's a lot of nobility in the firefighting
realm.
Well,
and I agree with you. There are. There's a lot of nobility in the public offerings where you have police officers and firefighters and teachers.
Yeah.
That give up their lives for not a lot of money.
They're not giving up their lives. Teachers and police, they're getting paid very, very well, I'd like to point out, especially in
comparison. But they don't have a real upward, what they're giving up is that chance of sort of being, you know, the upward mobility. They're giving up the opportunity to start their own business and that kind of thing. So they do get pensions.
Maybe I misspoke, yes. They're not giving up their lives. They're giving up the ability to become extremely wealthy at what they do.
There are a lot of people. Hold on a second. There are a lot of people who, don't have much upward mobility. They can go and get a job at McDonald's, and you know, odds are good they're never going to become the manager there. That doesn't mean
that a calling? Is that a calling, like a police officer or a?
I don't know. I mean, some people really like to serve others' food.
Let the man make his point.
Yeah,
I think that.
Calling.
I'd like to hear the remainder of the point.
I'm fine to hear the remainder of it, but I'm sick and tired of people associating the government bureaucrats with this sort of honorable thing, that somehow it's more honorable to go and work for the government than it is to create a product or a service that is helping people in the marketplace. I'm not saying that teachers aren't needed out there, but there's a saying about teachers, those who can do and those who can't teach. So I'm sick and tired of having these government bureaucrats given the benefit of the doubt that they're just so wonderful and magnanimous, and really many of them are just looking for a paycheck. They're looking for that sweet government paycheck and the government benefits and the government pensions person doesn't get.
He's not making the claim.
You know,
that's
the funny
case.
Thing is you can be sick and tired of it all you want, but the fact of the matter is, it is not a job you're going to go to earn a lot of money. you're not going to do this to become wealthy. You're going to do this because you desire to do it. You're going to put yourself in harm's
way. That's not true, though. That's not true.
Yes,
and I gave you an example a moment ago before you were on the line about a police recruiter, who quit. A trainer, actually. He trains recruits, or he did. He quit because he was sick and tired of the poor quality people who were coming in to take those jobs. They were people who wanted to use power over others. They weren't people who wanted to help people.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you on that. But what I'm saying is we have downgraded those jobs insofar as society looks at them to a point to where they're no longer upheld to a standard above everything else.
Because it's too easy to get to those jobs now. I mean, there's just so many police officers.
Maybe that's true. So we're not disagreeing with each other. What I'm saying is, when I was a child, and I'm 47 years old, I aspired to be a police officer, a fireman, or a doctor, one of those. And that's why I asked you, what did you want to be when you grew up? Because those jobs, at one point, were the pinnacle of society. And our society has downgraded. No, it's not ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous to call the police the pinnacle of society. I mean, the police forever have been the enforcers of the government politicians, all the way from back in the days of slavery. Was that the pinnacle of society when they were taking escaped slaves and forcing them to return to the plantation?
Those weren't the police. Those were the slave owners. No, they weren't. How many police, insofar as a percentage of society, were those people at that time?
Well, I can tell you that many police departments were comprised of
the... You can't give me that answer because you're just trying to be a rebel rouser.
I can go ahead and read you the story from...
Wait a second. The people who brought the slaves back to the plantations were not police.
Became the police.
I am a first-generation American.
What?
My family came from Cuba. So what?
Okay.
We lost everything due to the police state. We have been given every opportunity to succeed in this country based on our own validity. I am getting a master's degree in information security as XP. And it's because I've worked my ass off. My family has become prolific in this country because we've been given the opportunity to succeed.
I think that the Cubans are a great example of people that have come to this country and really, availed themselves. And I think it's many of the longer-term Americans, generations past, that have gotten sort of lackadaisical. They won't do the jobs that need to be done. But I have some of the problems. Historically, I can tell you that the police departments rose up out of slave trade. I've got an article right here.
I'll bring Quillen back here. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to continue the conversation. It's up to you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. The pinnacle of society? Yeah. I would chalk that one up to entrepreneurs, not the cops. They just follow orders. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here on this live Sunday edition. We'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And want to invite you to the upcoming Liberty Forum, the 2015 edition of this amazing event that is not quite hit its first decade, but it's getting there. I think the first one was in 2007, and we were there for it. We were there at every single Liberty Forum ever since. We're going to be there again this year, broadcasting live. We'll look forward to seeing you. And there's really no reason not to attend, considering that we can get you free tickets. Now, there are certain qualifications you have to meet in order to get the free ticket, so here's what you have to do.
So we might not be able to get you free tickets.
Yeah. We can get you a free ticket if you are not yet a Free State Project signer. So if you have not yet signed the Statement of Intent for the Free State Project, maybe you're on the fence, you're uncertain about the Free State Project, you want to check it out, Liberty Forum's a great opportunity to do that. So you can't.
Or just you want to come to Liberty Forum.
You can't yet be a Free State Project signer. You also cannot yet live in New Hampshire. So you have to be outside of New Hampshire and not yet be a signer. And finally, you have to agree to attend one session at the Liberty Forum, which is called the FSP Questions Session with Carla Mora. It's happening on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. And that's all. If you're willing to commit to attending that one session and you don't live in New Hampshire and you're not yet a Free State Project signer, I can get you a free ticket. I can get you more than one if, you know, if you've got a group of people that meet those qualifications. So email me, ian@freetalklive.com, and I will get your name over to the organizer to lock in your free ticket to the Liberty Forum, which is coming up here in less than 2 weeks, March 5th through the 8th. People are going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. It's the biggest convention space in New Hampshire. This is an awesome, awesome change for the Liberty Forum. It's been at a great hotel in the past in Nashua, but they're moving it to the big city now, and it's time for it to occupy the largest space available. It's a great event. You don't want to miss it. So go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about the event. And if you want to take me up on that that free ticket offer, just email me at ian@freetalklive.com. We got Quillen back on the line with us here in Asheville. But, Mark, what did you want to say?
Well, I just want to say that I think that this is much more a communication issue than anything else. You're being unnecessarily nitpicky with the things that Quillen says. And that Quillen is kind of doing the whole conservative shtick where hearkening back to a time when things were wonderful, you know, like the 50s when they were beating black people over the head and having dogs attack them. You know, so like this is like you guys agree on what you're saying largely.
I don't know if I agree with Quillen. What do you think I agree with Quillen about?
Go ahead, Quillen.
You said that it was the pinnacle of. I said it was the pinnacle, and I misspoke because when I was growing up, and I asked you when I first came on the line, what did you want to be when you grew up? And most of my friends and I, our answer was a policeman or a fireman or a doctor.
Yep.
And the idea of those careers was so much better than it is now. You ask somebody what they want to be now, and those answers are not the same.
I have no clue what the answers might be. I probably should ask my son's friends. He's 7, but he says he wants to be a scientist. So, I mean, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, my 8-year-old daughter now says she wants to be a baby doctor, and she has since she was very little. And so the doctor is still there. But I wonder how many kids now say doctor or fireman or policeman or fireman, because we have vilified those careers because
who has vilified those careers?
The society has, because we look at stuff that happens from police. A policeman shoots somebody, and then we look at it and say that's a horrible thing that's happened. Yes, it is a horrible thing, but then we don't look at how the situation occurred necessarily.
Sometimes you can look at plenty of those situations. We've looked at countless situations where the police have murdered innocent people and destroyed the lives of innocent people without even, you know, without killing them necessarily, but simply by arresting them, destroying their house.
You mentioned Ferguson.
I think it was mentioned in an article, but I would like to mention the baby who's had their face blown off by the flashbang grenade.
I don't disagree with you. Do I want to get shot by a cop who has an overinflated ego? No. But
I don't think that's an overinflated ego on that police officer. In the case of the baby, I think those police officers were following protocol. They threw a flashbang grenade in before they went in on a drug bust.
Well, and then you know that's a horrible situation.
Yeah,
that's a horrible situation. But I'm a 90% disabled military veteran. Have I thrown a flashbang grenade before I entered into a room where I knew there were people who were trying to kill me? Yes. Did I think about the situation of a child possibly being in that room when I was getting shot at, or I knew there was a dangerous situation happening in that room before I threw
the only dangerous situation in the room were the police in this particular case, and that's usually the only danger in any of these 40,000 or 50,000 raids that go on a yearly basis. It's the police that are creating the danger, because if they want to go and bust somebody for drugs, all they have to do is wait for the guy to leave the house and go to the grocery store or the convenience store or whatever and arrest him then. They want to be in a dangerous situation. They like the adrenaline rush. They want to go in there with guns ablaze and bombs firing and all of that, and it's sick, and they deserve all of the disdain that people have sent towards them, because they've earned it.
And you know what? And to a certain degree, you're right, because what is the biggest ad for video games on TV right now?
I don't know. I watch TV.
Have you seen? Well, okay.
Just tell us.
Right now, you look at these ads that are on TV, and you see these young guys or girls, and they're on TV, and they're given a word, and the word is become or succeed or something of that nature, which it gives them a goal, and then they show them playing a video game, and it gives them a false sense of security. It gives them a false sense of
success.
I agree with you.
Because with video games, you really can you achieve things in video games, and it feels like an achievement, and it's nothing real.
It's nothing real. I think a lot of people that get these senses of security or senses of achievement from, say, becoming a police officer or becoming a soldier, they think that there is a point in which they're going to become a hero or heroic in their actions, when in reality, it is just most of the time, a daily grind. My job as a military, after spending many years in the Army and becoming a 90% disabled veteran, I spent 90% of my time or more bored.
Yeah, we knew a guy, Puke, who's actually an occasional fill-in co-host on Free Talk Live. He talks about how when he was in Iraq, they had him pushing dirt around with a broom. He was like sweeping an airfield.
I didn't push a lot of dirt around, but I burnt some 50-gallon barrels cut in half with poop in them with diesel oil, and that was not very glorious or
yeah, doesn't sound very healthy either.
I want to thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the conversation,
and I
appreciate the call and the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I did cite this, and I want to just point out the title here. From Eastern Kentucky University Police Studies Online, A Brief History of Slavery and the Origins of American Policing. The birth and development of the American police can be traced in a multitude of historical, legal, and political economic conditions. The institution of slavery and the control of minorities, however, are two of the more formidable historic features of American society shaping early policing. And this article goes on to, show the relationship of sort of historically American policing rising out of slave chasers.
Wow. All right.
And that is what it is. It means what it means, right? Like, the cotton industry in America rose out of slavery. That doesn't mean wearing a cotton shirt is terrible. It's just true.
And the toll-free number tonight, if you would like to share your thoughts with us, is 855-453. We have one segment remaining. Plenty of time for you if you dial in right now. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was. Nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. When you do that, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple, easy way for us to get some of Amazon's profits. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping taken care of. As we go way over across the pond, where Tommy is with us in Glasgow on Skype. Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey there. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, everybody across the pond there. It was an interesting chat there with the previous caller. Sorry, what was your name again?
Quillen? Yeah, Quillen or something like that, I think.
Quillen. Yeah, interesting chat, yeah. The police, and interesting what Mark said there about the police and yourself, Ian. My take on it is, you know, when I was about 16, I was involved in a bit of soccer violence, soccer hooliganism.
You're a hooligan?
I was a hooligan until I mellowed out with some MDMA and acid and weed, yeah, and sorted me out and chilled me out and took me to a different perspective. You know, instead of wanting to bash people over the head, I was wanting to induce myself with nice things. But prior to that, I had a wee escapade with the police. And both of the incidents were 1 week after each other. And one of the times I was caught walking across the road, and I was supposed to be the ringleader, but I was only the person leading the way up to the game that day, because the game was in the area where I stayed, so I knew the local vicinity. But somehow that made me a ringleader of the gang, and I only escaped going to jail because it was my first offence. But other people there were given 3 and 6 month sentence, and the crime was walking across the street.
Wow.
I was jailed for walking across the street. Yeah, jaywalking, and they said I was out to cause violence, and I was wearing a little blazer and nice bib and tucker. I was one of these casuals where you wear smart and trendy clothes. So here I was, a young 16-year-old boy, grabbed by the police, and then a week later, There was an outbreak of violence. It was one of the big games, Celtic against Rangers. There was an outbreak of violence about 10 yards in front of me. The police jumped out of about three different vans, and because I'd been jailed the week before, I decided to run away. And lo and behold, I'm not good at running, and who gets caught is me. And so, and try to explain that to your old mum, who is at wit's end, you know, what did I do? And I did nothing. But it was what happened, to cut a long story short, when I was in the court, the police were giving evidence, and there was about seven or eight of us. And as we were doing it, this was the second court case, where I got a £25 fine, so it was just quite small. But the first one, I got about a £250 fine and just escaped jail. But it was what they did in the second one. And they pointed me out because I was the youngest, so that was me guilty. But the other ones in the other order, they messed everything up. And it turned out, and the judge threw it out because there was a couple of people who saw that, and they jumped up and said, hold on, he's given information. And what the copper did, who gave information, he had in his pad, and he looked at it, and he was able to give evidence and say, oh, it was him. And then he sat there, and he tapped three fingers on his right, and the other copper looked at him in his right arm, and the people who were sitting there, the family saw what had happened. They jumped up and said, hold on, he's helping. He says, no, shut up. The judge said, sit down, sit down. And what they were trying to do was point out that one of the police officers who gave evidence was helping the other one identify, and three of the people got jailed that day.
So, and just to clarify here, I'm a little lost. So what you're saying is you could tell that the officer was trying to cue one of the other people in the court with answers, like silently?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, sounds like umpire, the catcher giving signals to the pitcher.
So one of the police officers was in the dock, and he was asked to identify one of the jailed like 6 months before. But and I was the youngest, I was standing at the end, so they identified me, but the rest of them, they couldn't identify, and some of them managed to get off. But what one of the police did, one of the ones who gave evidence, first of all, helped the person who was trying to identify, and what he did, he put three fingers to his right arm, and then all of a sudden the police officer says, oh yeah, it's the third person from the right. And then he did it again, and he said, the fourth person from the left, and people at that time saw it and said, hold on, what's going on here? He's willingly given him. But the whole thing about the police,
so what happened? What ended up happening?
Well, I was the only person to get jailed because I get fined, and about three or four managed to get away from it because the police evidence was just all over the place. And then when everybody stood up and says, oh, hold on, but nothing happened to the police. But, I mean, if this was you or I doing something like in court, perverting the course of justice, we would have been given a straight sentence, 6 months, a year, throw away the keys, but the police pervert, and this was, I mean, they got away with it, but they never really, I mean, they were identified in court for doing it, but yeah, the judge was just saying throw it out, but that's what they get away
with.
Well,
you can't prove it. I mean, you know, it's an interesting theory, but you can't prove for sure that
I think you're lucky with what you got away with, frankly. Yeah, I mean,
25
you know,
pounds
when it comes to these situations, it's tough. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Justin Bieber. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin Bieber, you're on the air, going once, going twice.
I think last night he made his fart noise.
That was the fart guy from a couple nights ago. He didn't do that last night, though.
Okay.
James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Speaking of you're digging your own grave, Ian and Mark, just keep doxing me online and getting your rocks off.
You speak a lot of my death, James.
I'm not talking about death, but you
did mention grave.
Our creator. Yep, it's called hyperbole, vitriol, if you want to call it that.
Yep.
But keep on doing it. I know once you said a long time ago, like last week, you try to show love and respect for your callers. Even though you've been posting stupid memes about me on your page for almost a year now.
James, what I'm doing is I'm documenting.
One of these days you're going to regret it.
I want to make sure. I'm going to
want to
make
sure.
One of these days I'm
going to
regret it. See, that's the point, James.
I've never eaten so much as Google.
I'm telling you right now, the reason I am documenting the crap that you say to us over a Skype that you believe that you're doing in the dark of night, the reason I'm documenting is because I consider you a threat to me and my family, James. What do you say to that?
I have never touched a hair on anybody's head in my life.
Talk about my death a great deal, sir.
Keep on saying that stupid shit.
see implying that I would ever hurt you. I won't even touch a hair on your head. I'll use my own God-given brain to make you suffer, you
You're
loser.
Not suffering. You, I believe
you're
you,
You're a loser.
I do.
You're a fraud.
Okay, fraud of what? Loser how?
We talk lies.
I feel like
you're
I'm doing okay.
That lies. You're a preacher that lies for a living, and you're going to stop breathing one of these days.
Yep.
I don't
there
fear
again.
My
death.
You
what again?
Should. You're a loser.
Okay, I'm a loser. See, this is
Get
the kind
life.
Of stuff you say.
Get
you don't
life,
back it up.
Freaking loser.
I don't feel like
I'm
a loser.
I'm not googling your name and posting shit about you online.
All right, thanks
loser.
For the call tonight. By the way, I don't know what
he calls
he's referring
my show
to.
And calls me a loser.
I don't know what he's referring to when he's saying I'm not googling you or whatever. But Mark, your page that you started isn't from googling James. You started a page on Facebook
yep.
called what?
Things that James Whittakind, that's his full name, James Whittakind says.
Now, these are not Googled quotes from James Witt that you're posting to those to that page. You're
nope.
posting actual texts that he sends to us via the Skype. We talk about how you can call in on Skype. That's
yep.
what he does. And something else you can do on Skype is you can just send text messages over Skype. And so
it's useful to have that because if somebody calls in, then they can say, I'm calling from Poughkeepsie and I want to talk about
yes,
this thing.
Put their topic in there. But James types all kinds of very hate-filled sounding texts, essentially, that he sends over. That's all you've been doing. You've just been copying and pasting his actual text on
Control
C. Page.
That's all I do.
Right. So, I mean, he's acting like you're doxing him or something like that. You've never.
Well, he doesn't like
him.
That his full name and his picture is on the site. But I feel like I have to document the things this guy says. I find him to be a threat. If I end up dead in the next year, I believe that James should be one of the suspects. Like, this guy is obsessed, and if you go and you go look through things James Whittakind says on Facebook, you will find some vitriolic rants that I don't know how you use any term that's not obsessed in talking about these things.
Isn't it true that
I'm not the first talk show host?
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, there are other hosts in the Liberty world, right? Ernie Hancock?
Some have called, I don't know the specifics of the situation, but as I understand it, the police have been called on him for these kind of things.
Because they actually
I don't
live
want
in
to do that.
Arizona. Ernie actually lives yep. nearby.
Right. I don't want to do that. But, it's not a plane ride from Phoenix to Manchester isn't that expensive
yeah.
if you want to, do such a thing. So I just, what I'm trying to do is just document things here.
Yeah. So there you go. Oh, it's Things James Whittakind Says.
That's
what it's called?
Yeah.
On Facebook. So if you want to check that out, you can do that. We are out of time for tonight. You can join us online.
If James wants me to take it down, he can start acting like a real human being.
All right. So we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jackets, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.